Hello, Ducky.
Quack, quack, quack. Hello, Piggy. Quack, quack.
Can you move those stockings from over the bath while you're in there? It creates such a bad impression.
They're not stockings, they're my armed robber disguise.
You what?
You know, armed robbers wear them to disguise themselves when they go robbing.
What sort of a disguise is that? Just wearing them on your legs?
I normally wear tights.
Right, well, anyway, can you move them? Because, as I said, it creates such a bad impression.
Oh, okay.
And the sawn-off shotgun on the windowsill doesn't help either.
Can you get that?
Yeah. Coming!
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your hats. It's the Hudson and Pepperdine Show.
All right, thanks. Come in. He's here!
Oh, my God, is it today?
Yeah, I thought I told you, Wednesday night. Don't you remember you had to cancel the chiropodist?
Oh, bloody hell!
It's okay, I've got everything organised.
I'm not even dressed!
Oh, look, nobody minds a bit of saggy flesh.
Ah!
No, you're in slightly early there.
Ah!
All right, now you're flat. Follow me.
Her name is Hudson. She is a showgirl.
With yellow feathers in my hair.
And a dress like Sherry Blair.
Her name is Pepperdine. That's not so easy to scan.
And while I try to be a star,
you're just too often at the bar. I clean the kitchen floor.
I think you are a whore.
We are young, we have each other. Who could ask for more? 'Cause we're Hudson.
That's okay. Wrong, that's wrong. Okay, tap dancing break. Okay, boys, in you come. Here they are, the Hudson and Pepperdine male dancers. Boys on tap.
Hang on, these are children. We said male dancers. These are little boys.
I know, you have to get them before their voices break.
That's for choirs. These are dancers.
Oh, yeah, I mean before their legs break. That affects the sound.
Well, their legs aren't going to break.
Ah! You're fired.
His name was Snapples.
Ah.
He was a gelding.
Ow.
He was my very special friend.
I had to bring it to an end.
She said she'd meet him
to talk it over, but Snapples went a bit too far.
Now he's Bostick in a jar.
I suffer such remorse.
Why did you kill my horse?
She lost her ewe.
She lost her pony.
Now we lost our minds, 'cause we're Hudson.
Hudson.
And Pepperdine.
And Pepperdine again.
The hardest at north of the northern.
Thanks, boys. Off you go now.
20p! Is that all?
Yeah, that's all you're getting. Now piss off. Go on.
Oh, well, bye.
And you, go on, sling your hook.
Lesbians!
Thank God for that. Right. Hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Just a minute.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry, what were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to make an announcement.
Why?
I'm the announcer.
Well, there's nothing to announce.
Oh, okay.
So what were you going
to
say?
Well, I was just going to say, what the bloody hell has happened to the flat?
Ah, well, that was me, actually. See, while you were in the bath, I had it looked up by a feng shui expert.
Feng shui?
Yeah.
Don't you mean feng shui?
No, it's feng shui. Feng shui sounds like a cartoon dog.
Anyway, I mean, that's just like Chinese for a jolly good tidy-up,
no,
isn't it?
No, it's much more than that. It's about harnessing the energy of your environment to balance the spiritual pattern of your life.
Oh, right, so what have they done?
Well, they've tidied up.
Right. And what else?
Well, I don't know. Look, it's all in the book.
What book?
It's called Feng Shui Made Easy, Redesigning Your Life with the Ancient Art of Placement. Now, where have I put it? I've put it somewhere, I don't know where. Oh yeah, I remember. It's in the feng shui book area.
What do you mean?
Well, the whole point is, you see, you divide your living space into areas of your life, and it enhances your personal success and fortune. See, look, this is our career area.
Well, there's nothing in it.
Well, no. And this is the, this is the announcer area.
Hello!
Yep. This is the relationships area.
What, the sofa bed?
Well, yeah. Well, no, when it's folded out.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. This area here represents creativity.
Ha!
Why have you thrown yourself to the ground?
I'm in the penalty area.
Oh, look, for God's sake, you're not going to take this seriously.
Well, what have you done with all the stuff? I mean, where's everything gone? Where's the telly?
It's in the telly area.
Well, where's that?
It's in my room.
Oh, what a surprise.
Right, sorry, I mean, I was only trying to do something about the mess. I mean, maybe I should just get a cleaner.
No, don't do that. Don't you remember what happened last time?
No.
No, you know, that cleaner you got.
No. Oh, yeah, the one that played the harp. It's unfair to bring that up, though. I mean, that was another lifetime. I was married and everything. Married and everything. Married and everything. And I had that strange habit of repeating myself.
Yeah, well, let's put it in a funny acoustic.
Yeah, let's just go into the flashback. Hello.
Hello.
Jean, is it?
Yes.
The cleaner.
Williams.
Oh, yes, of course. Jean Williams, not Jean the cleaner, like that's your name or something. Sorry, I'm really sorry. Anyway, come in.
You're Mel?
Melanie, yes, or Mel. Mel or Melanie, whichever you prefer.
I'm sorry I'm late.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Only it's a couple of bus rides, and if one's late, it puts you behind for the other one.
Oh, no, really? I am sorry.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Well, never mind.
Oh, I wonder what we can do about that.
Well, we'll see how it goes. It's not too bad.
I mean, perhaps I could come and pick you up or something.
Oh, well, you don't have to do that.
No, really, it'd be no trouble.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
Or maybe we could move.
Pardon?
Oh, no, actually, that might be a bit awkward. Anyway, do sit down, and shall I talk you through?
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, that room through there, that's the kitchen.
Right.
Now, I'm afraid we've got an arga. I don't know why we got it. Well, in fact, it was here when we moved in, but it's a bit of a nightmare to clean, you see, because it's quite hot, even when it's idling.
Oh, yes, that is a bit awkward, isn't it?
I know. Oh, look, I tell you what, don't bother with the arga.
Oh, are you sure?
No, it's too difficult. It's better if you're used to it. I might as well keep doing that.
Well, if you're sure.
Absolutely. Anyway, so kitchen, toilet, which needs...
Cleaning?
Yes, if that's okay. Because I could understand if you wanted to leave that. I mean, sometimes people find that a bit...
What, disgusting?
Oh, really, you do? Oh, well, maybe leave that then.
Oh, no, I don't mind cleaning it.
But you prefer we didn't use it before you came. Actually, that might work out. It would just depend what time you started, because my husband tends to go in there about 10 to 9 before he leaves for work, and then I don't really do much until a lot later. I could ask him to wait till he gets to work, if you like. It's not very far, unless he gets stuck in traffic. But I suppose the thing to do would be to find out if there are any public toilets en route.
Yes, I suppose so.
I'll tell you what, let me give him a ring.
Oh, well, I wouldn't want to put you to any trouble.
No, it's no trouble, honestly. It won't take a minute, he won't mind. Nick North, please. Mrs. North. Oh, hello, darling. Just a quick question. I've got the cleaning woman here, Mrs. Williams, and I was just thinking it would make life a lot easier for her if you could move your bowels slightly later in the day. Would you mind waiting until you got to work? Right, well, what if you left earlier? Then you'd be at work at roughly the time they need to... Oh. No, I see. It wouldn't, would it? Because you'd have had breakfast earlier, so... Oh, dear. What a conundrum. Well, No, sorry. Okay, talk to you later. Bye. Oh, dear, sorry. He couldn't really concentrate. He was in a meeting with some clients.
Well, not to worry.
No, look, it's too complicated. You can leave the toilet.
Well, if you're sure.
Absolutely, no, that's fine. I quite understand. Don't worry about that. Now, money. What do you normally get?
$4.50 an hour.
Do you mind if I give you 5?
No.
Because I could give you more. I'm comparatively wealthy.
No.
Oh, good. I'm so relieved that's settled. Now, about this problem of you getting here, what are we going to do?
Well, I suppose I could always move in here.
Yes. I could clean for you. Yes, of course, I remember now.
Yeah. How long was it she lived with you?
2 years. She wasn't bad, actually, as flatmates go.
No.
I mean, she was lovely with a heart.
Yep.
Who's that?
Oh, it's the postman. It's got a big package by the looks of it.
Yeah, I know, I've seen it before. Oh, sorry, I see what you mean. Yes, Sorry, that might be that marital aid I ordered.
What?
I ordered a marital aid, you know, from the catalogue.
You're not married?
I know. That's why I need it.
Oh, well, we'd better get it in before anyone notices.
Okay, okay.
Here we are, then. Do you want to unwrap it?
Why, have you brought the postman in?
No, this is it.
This is it?
Hi.
What the hell? This is a man.
What did you expect?
Well, I thought something with a big long...
You're right.
Sorry, I get this rather a lot. Do you want me to go?
Is it sale or return?
I'm not damaged.
No, I'm sure you're not.
Have you done this kind of work before?
No, I mean... Well, yes, sort of once before, yes.
Right, who for?
For, no. This is my first time. Look, can I stay?
You don't seem very sure of yourself. Did they give you any training?
No, they just said, be yourself, try and relax.
What's your name?
Sorry, Jim.
What, like the opposite of Lucky Jim?
No, it's Jim. Sorry. What did I call you?
Miss Hudson and Miss Pepperdine.
Right, and which one do I call which?
You don't call either of us witch.
Right. No, right. And, who's he?
He's, oh, sorry, I don't know your name, actually.
Leslie.
Right. This is Leslie.
I'm the announcer.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Leslie. Mr, what's your surname?
Jim Jaree.
Right, so your name is Jim Jaree?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Look, I think we'll take you on for a trial period.
Oh, great.
Would you mind running errands for us as part of your duties?
Oh, no, not at all.
Because Miss Hudson is housebound, you see.
Oh, really? I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm homophobic, unfortunately.
You're agoraphobic.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. I'm terrified of farmers.
My God, what's that?
Well, don't worry, that's the old women upstairs.
Something to do with their plumbing.
Oh, crikey.
Yeah, actually, Jim, do you think you could go up and see if you can do something about it for them?
Oh, well,
great, thanks, Jim. Okay, nice one.
Right.
Oh, ballyhell.
What?
Stopcock.
I'm not doing anything.
No. I mean, the stopcock. It's gone again.
Yes, I see. Oh, belly nuisance.
Yes.
Ballyhell.
Yes.
What on earth do you suppose we're going to do?
Well, someone will simply have to come and fix it, won't they?
Yes, they jolly well will. Yes, yes, I should say so.
No one as yet.
No.
Do you think we should get a man in?
What, while we're waiting?
No, I mean to do the job.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Yes, perhaps we should hire a little man.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. Shall we let our fingers do the walking, as it were?
Well, we could. I think we should probably concentrate on getting the stopcock men.
Look in the yellow pages.
Oh, yes, of course.
What we need is a Christopher. Oh,
surely it doesn't matter what his name is.
A Christopher. It's rhyming slang. Christopher Plummer.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Yes, very good.
Yes.
Drummer.
Yes. No, Christopher Plummer.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Yes, that's quite a clever one.
Yes.
Yes.
Look, what do you think of this? Mr. Plunderer, 24-hour service.
Oh, it sounds ideal. Is there a photo?
No, it's sort of a cartoon drawing, and he's wearing overalls, unfortunately. But he does look quite well built.
Oh, well, it's an emergency. Let's take a risk.
Righto. Oh, hello. Is that Mr. Plummer? I mean, Mr. Plunderer. Oh, I see. Well, is he there? Well, what do you mean it's not his real name? What is his name, then? Christopher. Right. Well, could he come round, please? We've got a problem with our smallest room. It's the toilet. Yes, Knightsbridge. Thank you. Coming, apparently.
Oh, was he?
No.
Oh,
No, he's on his way.
Oh, jolly good.
Yes. Oh, I say, that was prompt.
Yes. Well, talk about before you can say...
Christopher Plummer.
Yes.
I suppose I'd better go and answer the Jack Straw.
Yes. What? Oh, Bell. Yes, very good.
Ah, Mr. Plunger.
Well, funnily enough, I have gone by that name occasionally, but it's Jim, actually.
Oh, you were jolly quick.
Well, I was just downstairs and...
Oh, really? Do they mind if we share you?
Oh, no, well, I don't think...
We won't need you for long.
Have you got the right tools for the job?
I don't know.
Now, I've heard the equipment is very old.
Oh, God.
Yes, we haven't been seen to for yonks, actually,
really?
Have we? No, we're pretty desperate.
Are you?
Yes, you take a look at this. All right, he's been gone quite a long time.
Yeah, it's probably fine.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, God, Leslie, you made me jump.
Sorry.
It's all right, go on.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome this week's special guest star, all the way from across the Atlantic, Madonna.
Oh, all right. Oh, that's nice.
Madonna, it's wonderful to meet you. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks very much. Yeah, it's very nice to meet you too. I had a bloody awful time getting here, actually.
Yeah, just a minute.
I was on foot because, as you might know, I'm a very prominent member of the Ramblers Association.
Can I just stop you there?
The train between here and Notting Hill is actually quite difficult.
Can you wait a second?
So what? What are you doing? Janet Street Porter, that's the wrong one.
Look, never, sorry. That's okay. Look, I'll cover for you.
Thanks.
Okay, Janet, so sorry. It's lovely to have you with us, but there's been a bit of a mix-up.
Yeah.
You were actually booked for next week, and I know that Madonna is around somewhere twiddling her thumbs.
Oh, yeah, she's notorious for that, isn't she?
Yeah, so if you wouldn't mind leaving.
No, not at all.
I'm so sorry about this. It's very embarrassing.
No, that's perfectly all right.
We'll get you a car.
No, it's all right. I'll walk.
Right, well, we'll get you a compass then.
Oh, thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye for now. Bye. Now, I know that Madonna is waiting anxiously in the wings, as it were.
No, she isn't.
What?
I haven't got her ready yet.
Look, I thought you said you did impressions.
I don't do impressions. I've got multiple personality disorder. I've got no control over who comes out when.
Well, how come they're all famous people?
But just lucky, I suppose.
So, look, is Madonna expected today or not?
No, she's off on tour at the moment.
Well, look, who's going to do the duet with me?
It's Janet Street Porter or you're on your own.
All right, get her back, get her back.
Okay, hang on.
Live TV, Nomsky, Dentistry, Ramblers Association, hi.
Janet, thank you. Thank goodness you're back.
Yeah, I'm still here, actually. I couldn't find the way out.
Now, look, I wonder if you could help us out. I've got a bit of an unusual request.
Oh, I'm your woman.
Well, you're not, actually. But I'd like to see if you can wrap your tonsils around this.
Well, if I had a quid for every time anyone said that, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it's one of my favourites. Here are the lyrics, Janet. You start with the chorus. Music, please.
What now?
Yeah, whenever you're ready.
All right. Wanting. Waiting. Needing. For you to justify my love.
I want to kiss you in
kiss
Paris.
Kiss you in Paris, yeah.
I want to hold your hand.
Hold your hand.
Yeah, you're slightly behind.
Sorry.
Run naked in a rainstorm.
Make love in a drain.
No, it's train.
Oh, sorry, it looks like drain here.
Well, it's train. You put this in me.
On?
So now what?
What? I don't know. What?
So now what?
Well, what do you want me to do?
Okay, this is the sort of seductive riding bit, you know, like in the video. Just follow me with the movements, make some noises.
Oh, all right, hang on. I'll just take my teeth out.
All right. Oh, one by one. I see. Interesting.
I'm back. Oh, God, sorry. Oh,
no,
God.
No, Jim, it's all right. It's Janet Street Porter. We're just...
No need to explain. It's your house. You can do what you like. I'll just, you know, take myself off.
What did he say he was going to do? Funny. Well, where do you think he can have gone?
I don't know. Perhaps he'll go and check out that men's group next door.
Oh, yeah, the ones that play the guitars.
What?
Okay, so, welcome to the group. Let's start by reminding ourselves why we're all here. Dan...
Well, I'm here, I suppose, because I've got a number of issues that I need to deal with about the way I am as a man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What sort of issues?
He's a tosser.
I was asking Dan.
Oh, sorry.
The way I behave in groups of other men, and I suppose mainly I'm looking to address the potentially oppressive way I treat women.
Good, good. Okay, Alex.
My girlfriend made me come.
Uh-huh, okay. And Jim, you're a virgin?
Well, yes, but that's not why I'm...
I mean, you're new to the group.
Oh, right, yes, it's my first time, yeah.
Okay. And, I'm Andrew, or Andy, or Anne. So, perhaps we could start by coming up with some tentative definitions about what actually makes us men. Dan, do you want to start the ball rolling?
As it were. Yes, I guess, hairiness.
Right, right. Do you see yourself as a hairy man?
I suppose so, yeah, pretty hairy, yeah.
What, generally, do you have a lot on your chest?
Yes, and also across the tops of my shoulders.
And on your back?
No, not on my back, no.
My back's extremely hairy.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Extremely, yeah. And my left buttock.
Okay, well done, well done. And, you know, we haven't mentioned facial hair, have we? Which is probably the most obvious signifier of our maleness.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Has anyone here got a beard?
Yes, I have.
Right, right. Me too.
Yes, so have I.
Right, good. Jim?
I haven't.
Okay, good. So, we all know how we stand on beards. And, why do you think you've all chosen the particular amount of beard coverage that you have?
Oh, I suppose in my own case, subconsciously, I wanted to make a statement about my hairiness, but I didn't want to impose on anyone with it.
Hmm. Mm. And what about you, Alex?
I've got a really pointy chin.
Right. And Jim, was some beardlessness a choice for you?
No, I've been told I can never have beards.
Okay, well, don't feel too bad about that. You could always adopt. Dan, do you feel happy with your beard?
Sometimes it's a pain keeping it neat and everything, yeah.
Does it feel like it wants to spread its wings a bit?
Maybe there's a part of me that wants it to do that.
And if you could see that part, what would it look like?
A little sort of hairy man.
Good, good, good. How does he feel, this hairy man?
Quite angry.
Angry. Okay, let's just try something here. Alex, perhaps you could be Dan's little hairy man for a moment.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, fair enough. Jim, how would you feel about a bit of role play?
Okay.
Good, good. So, Dan, can you imagine Jim is a hairy little man right inside you?
I think so, yes.
Great. And what would you like to say to him? Take your time.
No, I don't think I'd say that. I think I'd say, hello.
Jim?
Hello.
Well, I'd just like to say that I really value you, and although I may not always show it, I'm really grateful that you're around.
Thanks. That's okay.
Okay, thank you both. Dan, did that help you at all?
Very much so, yes.
Good, good, good. And Jim, how did you feel?
Not sure, really.
Well, no, that's okay. Sometimes these things can be unsettling. What's crucial after a role play like this is that we take the time here and now to really work through what went on for us. You know, otherwise we can be left carrying the scars around for months, sometimes even for the rest of our lives. Oh, but time's up, I'm afraid, so that's where we're going to have to leave it.
All right, it's been gone for quite a while.
Yeah, it's probably fine. Look, I'm off out, all right?
What?
Yeah, I need some fresh air.
Oh, all right, I'll see you later then.
Okay, bye.
You mind those rough girls?
Hello there, sorry. Do you think I could just come past you, please?
Ow!
Thanks, bye-bye.
Stupid cow!
Yeah.
Right, shall I phone him?
Yeah, bastard.
Who? Jason.
Oh, right, Jason, yeah.
I mean, I'm just going to phone him and tell him what I think of him, you know?
Yeah, go on.
I'm just going to do it. I'm, like, so mad at him.
Bastard.
Hello, Jason? Oh, sorry, is that his mum? Is Jason there? Natalie.
Ain't he even there?
No, it was just that his mother answered. All right, Jason? Do you think I've got the C word written on my forehead or something? I said, do you think I've got the C word written on my forehead or something? Then why are you treating me like one? You think I'm going to take shit from you and I ain't. So I just want to say that you've just lost yourself one good woman and you just better do some growing up really fast or your attitude is going to get you nowhere in life other than to blow up in your own face. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Can you believe that?
That is so out of order.
That is just so typical of a man.
They don't give you no respect.
I mean, I can't believe if he thinks he can get away with that,
you know? Shouldn't let him walk all over you like that.
I'm not going to stand for that.
No, you shouldn't.
He's really taking the mickey now, you know?
Yeah.
Shall I phone him again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, this time, I mean, I'm really not going to let him get away with it.
Excuse me again.
Ow!
Sorry. Thanks. Hi.
Oh, hi. Did you get your fresh air?
Yeah. So, what have you been doing?
Oh, you know, the usual.
What, lying around?
No, bungee jumping.
You've been out bungee jumping?
No.
Well, how did you...
Well, you know the stairwell?
Yeah.
And you know lots of pairs of pants sewn together?
Yeah.
Well, need I say more?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I sewed lots of stretchy pairs of pants together and made a simple harness and threw myself off into the stairwell.
Blimey, was it fantastic?
Yeah.
People say it's like a really fantastic bath.
Yeah, it is brilliant. Well, until you smash your head open on the stone floor.
Excuse me.
Oh, hello.
I'm afraid I've got to be off quite soon.
Oh, OK. Finale.
Finally.
No, the...
Ladies and gentlemen, we present the finale.
Oh, I see. Right. OK, get the makeup on.
Oh, it's quite thick, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you think this is too much?
No, no. Oh, hi, Jim.
I've just come to... Oh, my God, why have you blacked up?
No, it's OK. It's soot.
Oh, whatever you use, it's still quite offensive.
No, it's for the chimney sweeps routine.
Look, I've had enough of all this. I've come to say I'm leaving.
What?
Oh, no, Jim.
Jim, no, you can't do that.
Why not?
Because we need you, Jim. We need you to stay here. Stay here with us.
I'm off.
Vicky?
Well, it's true.
No, Jim, please.
She thinks of you just as a bot.
What?
For her jokes.
Oh, right.
But deep down she knows you're the sweetest of blokes. I'd give you a cuddle if I thought I knew just what would rub off when I shook hands with you.
That's it.
I'll you a kiss and we'll bid you adieu.
Blimey, that was high. For you.
What's going on now?
It's boys on tap. They're the other sweeps. You were supposed to come down the chimney.
Yeah, we've got a chimney, you silly old bag.
Oh, no, you're right. No, we haven't. No, you're right. Carry on.
Link your knees up, get in line.
Link your knees up, get in line. Link your knees up, get in line. Never need a reason, never need a rhyme. Link with Hudson and Pepperdine.
Someone's brought in some...
Stick it up the chimney.
Can you just check the bottom of your shoes?
Performed by Mel Hudson and Vicky Pepperdine, with Martin Heider and Jim North. Boys on Tap were played by Edward Cooper, Nikki Stone and Sam Wilmot. The script editor was Graham Garden. Music was by Richard Webb. And the producers were Claire Jones and Helen Williams.
Sit on this.
Are you from the estate?